Hi, this is Brian Scanlon. You're listening to the Malware Report. On this week's show, we have Cameron Camp, a security researcher at ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Hey, good to be here, Brian.
Cameron, Google is out in the past few weeks, and they've been driving. Well, actually not driving. They've turned a Google-enabled car loose that drives itself. You have also blogged on a number of occasions about, you know, the possibility that cars could be hacked. Now, you know, the cars are really starting to drive themselves, but is this really a threat? Could cars, you know, somebody really break into a car electronically and drive it off a cliff, or at the very least steal your music?
Yeah, so it's a good question, and it's an analogy I like to liken back to 5 years ago on your telephone. If somebody would have said, you know, hackers might be able to get into your telephone, your mobile phone, and steal all your information and install secret things that spy on you, everybody would have went, nah, you crazy. And yet, today, that's what's happening. And so, and the issue at its core is that the new cars, whether or not they're self-driving, in the case of Google, actually Mercedes has made quite a bit of progress on this as well. The issue is that the car is enabled necessarily by the new technology to have a much more full computer system than it did even a few years ago in order to drive itself. And are those computer systems going to be at risk? That's the bigger question. Will hackers get in and do bad things? We hope that the designers will keep security in mind going forward and that we will be able to prevent any of this type of activity. Then again, I've seen a couple of years ago a demonstration of a car that was hacked, and actually a few years old model, and was started off and could have presumably be driven away to a chop shop. Now, that guy, Don Bailey, reported to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer came up with a solution. But what if he hadn't?
Obviously, everything is getting internet-enabled these days, from your refrigerator, and now it appears your car. What's the equivalent of the club for internet-enabled cars? Is there anything you can really do or should do with your vehicle as it becomes sort of more connected to the world and therefore presumably more vulnerable?
I think there will be groups of reviewers that I think will come up with sort of a scorecard, report card for computerized cars as we move forward. And just like there's the press, you can Google around a little bit and find out what risks you may have for a given mobile phone. You'll be able to do the same on cars, and I think car manufacturers and the computers in them will gain reputations in terms of how seriously they take security. And the other thing is, pay attention to which cars have read-only access. So in other words, yeah, that's like me receiving information from the car, you know, like my speed, my temperature of my water or my coolant, versus being able to directly interact with the car, sort of a read-write interface. So read-only interfaces are much less dangerous. We want to see few read-write interfaces that have the ability to potentially be tampered through the internet or through wireless or Wi-Fi activity.
All right. Well, you know, summer travel is here. And while you're out in the roads, folks, be careful of those self-driving cars and, you know, take some basic precautions when you start looking at your next car and all the technologies that might be in it. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
And everyone else, if you want to learn more about this, Cameron has a terrific series of blogs up on ESET.com that talk about this in more detail and link to a whole bunch of resources, including some articles for Scientific American and others that could be of interest to you as the story unfolds. We'll talk to you next week.